The maimon that you have in front of you is from the new Mamari Pacha Yitzhak that were released last year. From the Rebbe of Rebellia Weintraub. Rebellia that we've been learning was at the Shabbos, and the different Mamarim, of course, was a Talmud of Ravutin, the Zechitzad of Akash Levracha. And every piece that one learns in any Yisrael and Rosh of the Shabbos and Rebellia's other Chiburim are a reminder of the greatness of his Rebbe Rav Hutna. This is Maimer Yud Dalad in the Mamari Pachad Yitzchak, in the new Mamari Pachad Yitzchak for Pesach. Kigir Yezaracha. The Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu what was going to be in the future. There was going to be a Golus, Kigir Yezaracha, and that your descendants are going to be strangers and going to be sent away. Pirush Rashi, Mishnoilad Yitzchak, Ad Shiyotzim Mitzrayim, Abramei Ashana. From the birth of Yitzchak, Rashi makes the whole Cheshbon there. That's from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu until Bnei Yisrael would leave Mitzrayim, Abramei Ashana. That was the Golas, 400 years. V'ata Tovay Lavasechav Leitira Kaleila. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, however, this is not going to begin with you. You, Avraham Avinu, you're going to leave the world. And you're not going to see any of this. The Golus will begin with Yitzchak Avinu. That Cheshbon of the Golus will begin with Yitzchak Avinu and will conclude with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Beis, Yidua Mailas Leiv Nishba B'Tfila. We know from Chazal in many places and from Tanakh the great Maila of davening with a broken heart. Mailas Leiv Nishba B'Tfila. V'shekreiva Tfila Zula Hiskabo K'may Shekosuf Karv Hashem L'Nishba Leiv, which says Beferish and Pasuk, that such a Tfila that comes from a broken heart is more likely to be received, since it says in Pasuk, Karev Hashem l'nishbar leiv, that Hashem's Baruch is close to those who are brokenhearted. B'derech klal teivsem soid koicha shal maila zu, the usual way that this is understood, this inyan of Karev Hashem l'nishbar leiv, B'derech klal teivsem soid koicha shal maila zu, b'yichoylas lo'oyer rachmim machmas shiflus matzava. The usual way this is understood is that a person who's going through some difficulties and he's brokenhearted, so that's ma'ir rachmim, that arouses pity and compassion on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ma'ir rachmim. Because the guy is in a bad situation, and he's in a place of shiflus. He's a place of tzabrochenkeit, and he's been humbled. So, Karav Hashem, the usual understanding is that Hashem's Baruch has a special place, kivyachal, in his heart for these people who are brokenhearted. Ulam la'amita shel dover, not to say that there isn't truth to that, but Rav Hutna says that la'amita shel dover hari zeh rak havana shidchis. That's a superficial way of looking at it. There's truth to it. But there's something much more. Next, turn over the Gimel. Al-Am Yisrael ne'amar kisha'olam olam ad l'rakia u'ksha'yardim yardim ad l'ofer. The Gemara says about us that when we rise, when we ascend, when we're doing well, then olam ad l'rakia. Then we rise, we mamish soar to the highest heights, adlerakia, to the heavens, when we're doing well. Ochshayardem, but when we're not doing well, when we're sinking, when we're going down, then yardem adlofer. Very extreme. To the highest heights and to the lowest depths. What's that squeaking? Is something? No. Such extremes. And other nations Other nations do not lift in such a way, to the highest heights and to the lowest depths. The Fidarka Shel Maharal, according to the way the Maharal explains, Nichlal Hayachas Hazeh, B'Sechlal HaShoylet B'Chol HaBriya Kula. The Maharal explains that this is a klal in all of creation. This klal of the highest and the lowest is in all of existence. Shekol shehadover hu yoseh toiv b'tikunai, the Maharal tells us, Shekol shehadover hu yoseh toiv b'tikunai, the greater something is in its perfected state, Nasa garua yoseh b'kilkula, the more horrible it is when there's a kilkul. That's a klal in all of creation. The greater something is when it's perfected, the more beautiful it is in its perfected state, the more horrible it is in its imperfected state. When there's a kilkul, then it's terrible. It's terrible. It's worse than something which just exists in the middle. Yayin yoyse meshubach meshamayim stam. For instance, the Maharal says that wine is something which is very choshev. It's more choshev than water. Aval yayin mekulkal, but spoiled wine, who yoyse geru mimayim mekulkal, is more terrible, it's horrible, much worse than water that has some kind of a problem. And kach gam b'knesses Yisrael. So the Maharal says, and so it is in the world, and so it is with Am Yisrael. Aliyah l'mroimim v'yirida l'ofer. Since Am Yisrael, in its perfected state, is the highest that there could be in the world, and a Jew in that way is higher than a Malach, but when it's not going well, chshiyardim, Uchshiyardim yardim ad la'ofer. Uchshiyardim yardim ad la'ofer. That's a klal in all of creation. It will help us understand some things that we're going through right now. Ula medivi agra. However, from the teachings of the Gra, nir bezeh mahalach acher. We see a different mahalach in the Gaon. Afapishan has soysal divrei maral. It's not disagreeing with the maral, but there's a different mahalach. Alaposik is snari mi ofer kumi. And the posik in Novi that we say in Kabbalah Shabbos, is snari mi ofer kumi. Hashem is Baruch calls out to us through the piyut, through the Novi, is snari to arouse ourselves, mi ofer kumi, to rise up from the offer, from the dirt. Bir Hagro, the Gaon explains, She'ein hakavana bederach lamros shehigata la'offer. We shouldn't understand this in a way that means that despite the fact that Am Yisrael, that you have fallen into the dirt, Afal pichein kumi misham. Nevertheless, rise up from there. You have the ability to shake off the dirt and to get up. The Gaon says that's not the pshat, even though that's the simple way that we understand it. Even though you're in the dirt, you could get up from the dirt. You could shake off the dust and the dirt of galus, hisnari, me'ofa kumi. Livshi big de sefardech ami. But the Gaon says it's not afal pichein, olam ros, ela bedarach bedavke. What does that mean, bedarach bedavke? Bedavke. Kloimer, shahakima vahagu'ula ha'asida, the Gaon says that the rising and the redemption of the future, Shakima v'Hagula Ha'asida, Tzvicha lova davke mitach tchias ha-madrega k'shnagil ofa. That we can only reach, the Goyen says, we can only reach that madrega of geula, of true geula, davke, from a state of ofa, from a state of being in the dirt. Not the simple pshat, hisnari me'ofa kumi, that even though you're in a bad situation, you could still get out of it. The Goyen says, no, davke because you're in that place, that's the lowest possible place that you could be in, that you're in a madrega of ofer, davke from there, kumi. It could be the greatest kima. From there, davke, comes the geula, from that place of being in the ofer mamish. Oz misham davke, tizgala hatkuma hamakuvel osalavo. Davke from that point of ofer, of nothingness, of having fallen to the lowest, lowest place, davke from there will be the miraculous tkuma, the ascent, the transformation, and the geula and the redemption. V'chein hu al derech zeh, mashum ha-chazal, she-yud ches klolos kilol Yeshayo ha-novi Yisrael. But the Gemara says that the Navi Yeshaya gave us very strong Musa, and there were 18 curses that he had for us because of what we had fallen into at that time. When Iskara Daitai, and he wasn't satisfied that he had spoken to us in as strong a way as necessary. Ad Shomalhem Yerhavu Anar Bezokin Va'anikla Benichbad. The Navi Yeshaya said that young people, children, teenagers, whatever, young people are going to control, domineer old people. Va'nikla b'nichbad, and worthless people. Worthless Jews. I'm not talking about goyim. And worthless Jews are going to control and rule over people of honor. Kloimar, she'ad oz adayin le'egil utachtis ha'shiflus. The Navi is saying, I'll give you a simon of where things are going to be holding when it comes, and you'll know that it's time for Mashiach. You'll know that it's time for Geula. When it's gotten so bad, and Am Yisrael has fallen into such filth, into such afar, to the point that young people are mevaza and tell older people, wise people, and experienced people what to do and what the truth is. And worthless people are controlling and ruling and dominating people who are nechbodim, who are honored and great. Shadavki misham, the Navi is saying, Davka Misham, from that place in the offer in the dirt, Maschila Oisa Ha'aliyah Del Asalava, will begin, from that place in the offer, will begin the Aliyah, the ascent, the rise from the offer. When we hit that place of rock bottom, when young people will dominate and control older people, and lower people, honored people. So from that nakuda of offer, when we've hit such a low place, from there davke, the aliyah will begin. And this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings the pasuk Naflo v'loisaisif linpol. The davke, when we have fallen to such a place, where it can't get any lower, from that place of terrible, terrible offer, of dirt and of lowness, kum besulas Yisrael. Then besulas Yisrael, Am Yisrael will rise again. Hainuk shetagila tachlis hanefila. When we reach tachlis hanefila, the lowest possible place, oz davke then kum besulas Yisrael. Then besulas Yisrael will rise. And that's what it means that the Navi Yeshayahu was satisfied at that point. Because then he saw Mashiach would come. It's hard to imagine that it can get lower than now. But the Navi Yeshayahu saw that that's the Nakuda of Tachtis, of the lowest place. Tachtis Ashiflus, the offer. From there will be a Tkuma of Kum Besulas Yisrael. So davke from there, davke hisnari me'ofa kumi. Hey, biyur hadover. So Rav Hutner explains. Shahagula hazoi tzvicha lova b'derech es havas tzuras adam ubinyana. This is connected to what we've been learning. Rav Hutner explains that Geula takes place in such a way where it's not a better situation. Redemption is not better than how it was during the years of Galus. It's not a matter of better. And that the Jewish people are going to be an improved, upgraded state. That's not what Geula is. But rather, as we learned, we're talking about Leah Shabbos, it's b'derech es havus tzuras adam uvinyano. It's a complete renewal of tzuras adam, of the whole tzura of what a human being was created to be, to come back to that nakuda of adam kaidem achet, of gan eden mikedem. Hine shoyni yitzirus adam yishar habrum kulam. The creation of man is different from all other creatures. Shem nivru v'chiyusam imam. K'may shekosov toitzei ha'aretz nefesh chaya. All other animals and creatures came at one. They came into the world. Hashem created them with their lives, with their bodies, and with that whatever soul, whatever you want to call that, with that living soul. Every creature was created alive. Hashem made. The animals and the fish and the birds and so on. It was with the Nefesh Chai. It was already built into the Nefesh Chai. Viludavke al Adam Nemar. Viludavke by Adam. It says in the pasuk by the creation of man. Vayikach ofer min ha'adama. Vayikach ofer min ha'adama. That Hashem took from the dirt, from the earth, vayipach, and into that clump of dirt, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem breathed into the dirt the nishmas chayim, a living soul. Vayidezen nishave ha'odim, and that's how man was created. We don't have that by anything else. Everything was created with its life. Only man, there was the offer, there was dirt, and into the dirt came Hashem breathed a nefesh chai, a nishmas chai. By rak b'soicha offer, davke into the offer, which is hachi nemucha, the lowest thing is the offer. The animals weren't created in such a way. The animals came in a pretty good way. The animal came with its, each animal came with its guf, with its physical existence, together with its life. Only man came into existence from that horrible lowest state. But first being dirt. And from there, and from that point, receiving the Nishmas Chaim Vavipach Ba'apav. So you see, it's an interesting thing. Animals don't get easily insulted. You know, you could say to an animal, you're stupid, you're ugly. It doesn't bother the animal. But if you say something to insult a person, it gets very, very nervous. It gets very hurt and angry. You know why? because Yitaka once was a piece of dirt. And he's been running away from that his entire life. And he doesn't want anybody pointing that out. You're a piece of dirt. Because it's Taka true. He has that in his profile. He was a piece of dirt. An animal laughs and says, listen, sticks and stones may break my bones. You can call me anything you like. I was a choshev. I came into the world of chashivas. I came into the world of chashivas. A human being came into the world as a piece of offer, as some dirt. So if you insult a person, he's very, very upset about it. Because there's truth to it. And into this clump of dirt, Hashem breathed a nishmas chayim. V'yipach ba'apav. Therefore, remarkably, man includes within him all of creation because he comes from the lowest point of creation. So from there and up, all of creation exists. It's going to be hard to understand the mind with these mamarim to come in the middle. It's chaval. But Adam includes within him all of creation. Ha'tachten ad ha'elyon. From the lowest to the highest. Therefore, since Adam comes from the offer, since man comes from the dirt, from the lowest place, from the offer, that's where he comes from. So when man is able to lift himself up, when man ascends, he's able to bring all of creation. He comes from the lowest element, which is offer. The animals and everything else came into creation from Madrega of either a plant is already a higher madrega, a chai is an animal, is a higher madrega, but man came into creation, it was just offer. So when he's successful in lifting himself up, he's bringing all of creation from the lowest element, from the lowest madrega, he's bringing everything up with him. And when he goes down, he takes down everything. The ability to lift everything up, or to bring everything down. Vav. And from here we learn that any Yeshua that comes to a person, any Yeshua that a person has, lahagdil or laharbais chiyusai, to increase, to strengthen his chiyus, his life. Any Yeshua. Any Yeshua miyuchedus latsuras Adam. Any Yeshua miyuchedus latsuras Adam im ein kan elohi sofa al chiyus animtseis v'loi al doimein. It's not a true Yeshua unless it's a Yeshua even that reaches to the lowest part. To the lowest level of existence, which is doimim, inanimate, doimim. Davka Yeshua, he's saying a very, very deep thing. Davka Yeshua habo lahachnis chayim af ba'ofer v'doimim. Remember, Adam started as offer, as earth, doimim, something inanimate and lifeless. A true Yeshua for an Adam means that from that point where he is returned to offer, and he feels like he kemat is going to die, where he's lost any bit of dignity, any bit of chashivas, where he's descended to a place of offer, and from that place of nothingness, of kemat not being in the world, either emotionally or physically, religiously, into that near piece of dirt that's fallen to a place of doimeim mamish. Life returns. That's a Yeshua. That's a real Yeshua. That type of a Yeshua is miyuchedus umavlita tzuas adam. That's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. That from a place davke of offer, of tachtes ha-shiflus, of being in that, of being in that point of where you started. You're able to regain life, tshuva, chshivas, gadlus, to grow from that place of offer. That's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. That's how man began his journey in this world, as Ofer min Ha'adama, as Ofer min Ha'adama without any hope, without any possibility of anything. And then there was a Nishmas Chayim. A Nishmas Chayim. That's a Yeshua that's uniquely human. Imkein, so we can understand that Gam Geulas Yisrael, that the redemption of Am Yisrael, Geulas Yisrael, Sha'atim Kriyim Adam, as we've been learning in the Shiurim for the past few months, Matzei Shabbos. But the Navi says, and the Gemara explains, Atam Kriyim Adam. Adam, true Adam is Am Yisrael. The original Adam before the Chet is Am Yisrael. All wrapped into Adam Arishna. And Atam Kriyim Adam. We spoke about Shal Shudas Le Shabbos. Only Atam Kriyim Adam. Therefore, the Gula of Am Yisrael, who is Adam, Tzvich Elias Dugmas Briyas Adam. The Gula must take place in such a way of how Adam was originally created. Which means that Am Yisrael has to descend to the lowest place, to Tachlis HaShiflis, to the Ofer, to the dirt. And into that dirt, Am Yisrael will somehow be filled with the Nishmas Chaim to come back to life as Am Yisrael. And the true Tzur of Am Yisrael will be revived, will be resurrected. And therefore we see that the Yeshua of Mashiach is not just a continuation of Am Yisrael. It's the birth of Am Yisrael. It's coming back to life after being in a place of death. Kama Shekosev, as it says in Pasuk, in Navi, Meterem Tochil Yolda. It's called a Leida, a birth. Why come a psukim? There are many psukim like that. Lachain zeu shekosev is snari me of a kumi. And now we can understand his snari me of a kumi. When the Navi says, and we say Friday night by Kabbalah Shabbos, but during the course of the week, a person and Mimela, our nation, falls into a place of Tachtis HaShiflus. When you look back on the week and you feel that you've gone into the Ofer Mamash, and you return to the Ofer, Hal Ofer Toshuv, that's how a person feels. And therefore Kabbal Shabbos is the Nishmas Chayim, of Hisnari Me Ofer Kumi, the Yeshua that comes Davke Me Ofer. Remember, the highest, like the Maral says, when it's not doing well, as Chazal say, but the Maral explains, falls dafkin to the lowest. And as the Gros says, that dafki, that is the nekuda of being born. Because that's how man originally was created. Min ha'ofer. So his nari mi ofer kumi. Dafka kishetagi le ofer. Dafka, when you reach the offer, that terrible, terrible state of offer, Ukshehigiyu li yirida achi gedola, to the worst yirida, to the lowest yirida. Oz tehei ha-Yeshua, then there will be a Yeshua, hametu'eres kileidas tsuras adam. Kileidas tsuras adam. From the offer, there'll be a Nishmas Chaim that will give birth to Am Yisrael, who will greet Mashiach Tzekeinu. No, we haven't. That's in the future. Yeah. We're still apparently we're still sinking.
So,
with the Pekida and the, yeah. It would take time to try to explain that together, but yeah. But Ve'ein Hagu'ula Shleima, Ve'ein Hagu'ula Shleima, Im Einema Ereres Gama Ashchavas Halol. Gu'ula redemption is not complete unless it is able to reach even those Jews who have fallen to the lowest place of Ofer. So it is when it comes to the complete gula of the Mashiach. And so it is with each person in life. And the Yeshuas of Am Yisrael, Purim. So the Purim was Minad Radzake and Tafanoshim, Yom Echad. We were in a place of Kemat leaving the world. Of Ofer, and from there came the Venahafechu of Purim. Even in this past generation, all Yeshuas, they don't take place from a point of the middle. It's always in a way of Ofer, of Leida, of being born once again in such a way of Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that there's an offer and that we fall into a state of offer, and then from that place of offer there's a hisnari me'offer kumi, and vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That's how the geula will take place, and that's always been the yeshuas of Am Yisrael b'chlal u'b'frat. Zo im kein. Hatfisa hamuka b'maylus leiv nishba. Now Rav Huttner returns to the beginning of the Maimer. Karav Hashem l'nishbrei leiv. There's a special quality when it comes to the davening of a broken-hearted person. So the simple pshat in that is that Hashem has rachmanis. The guy is tzibrochim, so Hashem has rachmanis. But now Rav Huttner says we have a new understanding of the maila of a leiv nishba. And a leiv ne'mar mikol nishman etzar libcha ki mimenot etzar yischayim. The pasuk says in Mishlei, be careful to guard your heart, because all life comes from the heart. Protect, guard the heart, because all ki mimenot etzar yischayim. What's a leiv nishba? So Rav Huttner explains. Leiv nishma, broken heart. Shnasa kedoimim, when the heart becomes like a rack, like a piece of offer. V'chosachi, so the person feels that he doesn't want to live anymore. Can't daven anymore. Doesn't have any chiyus. It's empty. V'remuchin lekabel geula mimishkal asnar miafakumi. That person is in a place of offer, of lifelessness. And davka from that place of offer, without life, of doimem, he's now ready for the geula of hisnari me'ofer kumi. Of hisnari me'ofer kumi. Of rising up from the offer. Mayonas geula, wellsprings of redemption, niftochim v'nishpochim l'leiv zeh, are opened up to, are available, and are poured into such a heart. Ha'omed muchan umitzapa l'kabel bracha zu, as long as the person believes in that and wants to receive life from that place, being flat on his back in the offer. Havayipach, Hashem breathing life. Bo davke l'toich guv doimei, comes davke into that body, which is lifeless, into that Jew, who has descended into the offer. Rav Neishu, Hachayah hamiyuchedes l'tzuras Adam. Because that's the unique way that Adam comes back to life. Achshav nishmahed l'shayna shel harambam agulus misrayim. Now we can hear and appreciate the echo that is coming from the language, from the words of the Rambam. Agulus Mitzrayim. Regarding Gulus Mitzrayim, Pesach. Shkem Kosov, the Perek Aleph, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in the first Perek of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Shekol kach nis'amek ha-golus, that the golus had become so deep, so terrible. V'nishtaku Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, and we became so lost, embedded, we sank so deeply into the offer of Egypt. The Rambam writes, the words of the Rambam are, ad shekimat kat nishkach, that kat means kimat, ot, kat means ot, any second. Nishkach mehem ha'ikah, that they almost forgot the great ikah, the yisod, sheshosal Avram Avinu, that almost, it was almost going to be lost, the great tree, or a sapling that Avram Avinu planted in the world was going to be lost. Shekimat kat nishkach mehem ha'ikah sheshosal Avram Avinu. They were not going to die as the children of Avram Avinu, to lose any connection to Avram Avinu. That's what we had fallen into in Mitzrayim. That's the offer of Golos Mitzrayim. Ad kan. Those are the words of the Rambam. Hainu, sheigiyu ad la'offer. Higiyu ad la'offer. We reached mamas the offer, the place of just about otot to die as bnei Avram Avinu. Kishichel ofen avshenu, as David Melch describes that we have sunken into the dirt, our souls have sunken. Dovkel eretz betneinu, our bellies. We're crawling along on in the dirt. Kuma is Rasulano, we ask Hashem. From this point, Kuma is Rasulano. To help us. To bring a Yeshua. Because we have fallen into such a place. Because we have fallen into such a place. Each time we hear another piece of news about some other horrible thing that's going on in our community. So you think that this is it. This must be the offer. This must be the offer. When this Ritzeach was convicted, whatever, a month or two ago, he was spending years and years, what he was doing to Jewish children that were put into his care. So if they think, can it get lower than this? Is it possible that it can get lower than this? The thoughts that we had when we saw that the Jews are being driven out of their homes by Jews, can it get lower than this? Can it get worse than this? And then we had then 2 years ago that there were sick people in Mei Sharm that they dressed their kids up in concentration camp uniforms. I don't know if you have the misfortune of remembering that ugly parasha. To put on to Jewish children concentration camp uniforms. And the Jews are calling other Jews Nazis. Can there be an offer that's lower than, can there be a, that's not offer? It's hard to believe that that's not offer. Like, what has to happen? How is it possible there could be anything lower than these things? It's hard to understand. But we believe that Vedavka, we saw in Mitzrayim, and this is how it's always been, that Vedavka mimokum offer, Vedavka from the place of offer. Tzomcha lehem ha-gula. In an amazing way, all of a sudden, Tzomcha lehem ha-gula, the gula comes. Tes. Al-pi-yisoy-dvarim ha-lolo aleinu lo-hoven akshav es-anema v'brisban ha-besorim la-avram avinu. Now, with this understanding, we return to the bridge of Ben Abisorim, but Hashem told Avram Avinu, Kigeri Yezaracha, that your descendants are going to be in Golus, in Mitzrayim. Didn't say where, but in a strange land. They'll be strangers. That's a chelik, that's a part of the bris. Next page. Hashem, why do we have to be avadim? Why does that have to be? That we have to be slaves. And not only have to be slaves of the lowest people. It was a necessary precondition to being able to get Eretz Yisrael, to being able to be redeemed and to come to Eretz Yisrael. What we learn from here is that in order for us to get Eretz Yisrael and to return home, we have to hit the place of Ofer. We have to go through the most disgusting and lowest things to get to the Ofer, to reach the Ofer in order to have from there a tekuma to come to Eretz Yisrael. Rak achrei ha'avdus, and only after the slavery va'inui and the torture, yegiu liyerushas aretz, will we be able to inherit the land. Because Eretz Yisrael is our chiyus. And only when we come to a place of ofer do we have the avir aretzenu, the chiyus of Eretz Yisrael, the oxygen of being able to be home in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yeshua that takes place in Tzuras Adam. Atam Kriyam Adam. That's how our Yeshuas take place. Not in a regular way. That's how our Yeshuas take place. And after the Holocaust, when Jews started to return to Eretz Yisrael in larger numbers, there wasn't a Hisnari Me'ofa Kumi. The skeletons. Mamish came, skeletons got up. With this way of seeing things, we also understand what Avraham Avinu was told, but you're not part of this. You're going to leave the world in peace and return. B'shalom. Le'tiris kol zeh. You're not going to see all of this. Claim shekol mahalach hazeh. What Hashem is saying to Avraham Avinu is that, listen, this mahalach of falling down to the dirt, this mahalach is, and then the gula, that's all the process of the ultimate Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, of being able to receive the land. And in order to clarify and to purify your descendants, to see who is worthy of yashning Eretz Yisrael, Zutzarach Lava Derech Hisnarus Me'ofer, it's going to have to come in such a way, of Hisnarus Me'ofer. Ger Yezaracha, Ksiv. Ger Yezaracha. And you see that it's interesting how children or descendants are called Zera, and the seeds that you put into the ground are also. And what happens to them when they're put into the ground, that they reach a place of dying. The seed disintegrates, and it's going to die. And from that point of the seed coming to near death is Hisnari Me'ofakum. Then all of a sudden there's a tree starts to grow, a plant, a flower. And the descendants of Avraham Avinu are called Zera Avraham, Ger Yezaracha. Avaloy al etza matnas ha'aretz la'Avraham. This is not between Hashem and Avraham Avinu with Eretz Yisrael. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, this is not what you're going through, that it's going to be what your children go through, because the ultimate birur has to take place in such a way. You don't have to go through suffering and slavery. You don't need that. That's not your inyan. You're not yashning Eretz Yisrael. You're giving your children and your grandchildren the opportunity to have Eretz Yisrael. But that's for the future, not for now. Therefore, you don't have to go through this. Yudalef. Ilo hayetzorech laver derech ofer. Al etzem hamatan lavrom. Hayemaspik mashabomi beis tarach. If it was just a matter of Avraham Avinu going through suffering and Avraham Avinu falling to the offer, it would have been enough for him to receive Eretz Yisrael as a permanent ultimate gift. Then it would have been enough. Mashabomi beis tarach. It was enough that he came from such a horrible place. That's the offer. Where he came from. His parents. And the place that he came from, that was offer. Mashabami beis terach, liyos esnara mi offer. That Avraham Avinu came from such dirt, that itself is the birth of Adam, which is part of what we're learning. Ha-geula ha-muduberes kan hi al-nachlas ha-aretz. But we're talking about the ultimate geula of nachlas ha-aretz that will be for the entire nation. Not just Avraham Avinu's connection to the land. As far as Avraham Avinu is concerned, he came from Terach, and he was able to go from there. Hashem brought him from the lowest place to the highest place. But that's not the end. But if we're talking about Nachlas Ha'aretz, Rak Mi Yitzchak, Shu Anoichel HaRishon, Yitzchak was the first child. In other words, Avraham Avinu was the one who started this, but Yitzchak is the one who's going to receive it. The Nachla is being given over. And from there, Dafka, Hischila Cheshman Shal Abba Meyashana began the process of us getting, ultimately sinking into the filth of Mitzrayim, and then the Gula from Mitzrayim and coming to Eretz Yisrael. Li Hayisoid Hanal Kosh Lahavin Lamalai Nichlal Avram Cheshman Abba Meyashana. Otherwise, why can't Avraham Avinu be part of the 400 years? Why is it that it only begins after him? If Avraham Avinu was being punished because he said, by my Eda, he was asking, how do I know that my children will inherit Eretz Yisrael? So if it's a punishment, then why would the punishment begin after he dies? That's odd. If you want to punish somebody, you punish him while he's alive. Why punish his children and his grandchildren? The Eretz is not a punishment. It's a birur. It's not a punishment. We're not talking about a cheshbon of a punishment. We're talking about a cheshbon of hisnari mi'ofer, a process of descending into a place of non-existence. And from there, there'll be a gula from Mitzrayim, which will be v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, a resurrection, a tchiyah. And to come to Eretz Yisrael from that place. Vekima, it's not really offer, Vekima. Kedei lekabel Yerusha Sa'aretz, she toichen Bris Ben HaBesorim. That's what the Bris Ben HaBesorim is saying. That's the Bris Ben HaBesorim. Yud Beis. Choyzem onu l'hascholas advar. We go back to the beginning. V'amei yotza Avram levad meha'inu v'ha'avdus. Why was Avraham Avinu excluded from the suffering and the slavery? Why was he excluded? Halegam haboy machrov leiro shibud ad mois hashvatim. Not only him, but those who followed him. Of course, until after all the shvatim died, there was no shibud, there was no slavery. They came down to Yosef at Tzadik, and they were still chshuvim, and only after all the shvatim died, did the Shibud begin? So, until that time, everybody seemed to have been Pater. They weren't part of the Inuin the Avdus. So how is Avraham Avinu different? Omnam Inyanam Shel Inui V'Avdus. But we've now learned that the Inyan of Inui and Avdus, of suffering and slavery, Hu Bahago Ad La'ofa. The deeper meaning of that is a hechetimsa to bring us to a place that's offer. That Adam comes min ha'offer. Klamer biru koyach ha'hemshach mi'asher shu Avraham Avinu. To be mevara from that place of offer, can we rise up and still connect to the beginning, to Avraham Avinu? Are we still the Zera Avram? Are we still alive? V'kav ha'nimshach mimenu, and that kav, that rope, that line, that came from Avraham Avinu, asher higi l'matzav shel kimat kat, that came to a place where, as the Rambam says, there was almost a disconnection from Avraham Avinu. In Mitzrayim, through those years, we came to a place of offer where the kav, where that connection to Avraham Avinu was almost lost. And it was almost that chut, that thread, that rope, was going to be cut. That there would be no hemshach, no continuation of Avraham Avinu, of Zera Avraham. Yigia mamish ad lebchinas ofer, as the Rambam tells us. Kimat, Avraham Avinu was going to be lost and forgotten in our lives. We came to such a place of offer. V'zeh shebiru ha-golus v'ha-geula etz nitzchius ha-shel-sharish Avraham. And davke, what was revealed with the gula of Mitzrayim Pesach was the nitzchius of Sharish Avraham, was the eternity, the invincibility of the Sharish, of the root of this amazing plant that's called Avraham Avinu and Am Yisrael. The davke from that place of offer that Tzuras Adam was revived and came back to life. That we didn't lose our connection to Avraham Avinu, even though we were kemat not in this world. That sharish of Avraham Avinu, after all of those years, came back to life. Vein hagob v'asachas ela la'at la'at yardu. And it didn't happen all of a sudden. Slowly we were descending after the Shvatim from Yitzchak Avinu, all the things that happened eventually with the Yitzchak and with Esav and everything that happened, Yaakov and Esav and then the children and the Mitzrayim, laat laat. We went down slowly. Ad shehigiyu, until it came to a point of vayimoru es chayehem, to the mora, to the offer. Until vayimoru es chayehem, till that place of complete avdus, the Mitzrayim, the bitterness. Vaad kemat kat, till Kim'at, we were going to be cut. It was going to be the end. Like in English, cut off. It was going to be cut. Hayanishka Ha'ikal Diram says that Kim'at, it looked like that the whole Indian of Avraham Avinu that he planted in the world, that he was, looked like it was going to be forgotten. Ikash Shoshosal Avraham Avinu. Vascholos Mahalach Zahayim Mehayarish Harishon Hu Yitzchak Avinu. The beginning of this process of the descent was from the first Yoresh, Yitzchak Avinu. Vilo al Avram ha-Mayrish, but as far as Avram Avinu, the root, the Mayrish, is kind of ata tovel of Esach B'Shalom. He doesn't have to go through that. That's not his Indian. He's the Mayrish. The Yarshim are going to have to go through that, but not the one who's Mayrish, but the Yarshim. Well, Tiras Kol Eilu, you won't see this yourself, but your Yarshim are going to have to go through that, to come to a place of offer until the Bizoicha for the time, if it's Nairi, Me'afakumi, who should be very, very soon, Bezashim.